Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com as well as through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Lisa Page Brooks is one of those recording artists that has definitely become a go-to for individuals that are looking for inspiration and also words of praise. She's gearing up for a very big day tomorrow, the release of her brand new CD, Ready. And believe me when I tell you, this is definitely a powerful project. We're actually going to be listening to the single God Thing here in a moment. But, you know, for her first time here on Conversations Live, really excited to be able to speak with Lisa about her journey in music, what it's been like for her to share not only her ministry with all of you, but also the words of encouragement that have come out through the songs that she's been able to create. Of course, a lot of us got to know her through her song, Of Course, Wanting to Say Thank You. But there are so many great songs, I think, that really speak to our hearts and minds on this new project, Ready, that I think you'll be able to enjoy. One of them is this one. Here is God Thing. We'll be right back with Lisa Page Brooks. Stay with us.
Whatever you want me to do. It's your thing. Hey, it's your thing.
I do what you want me to do.
Whatever you
There you have God Thing by Lisa Paige Brooks here on Conversations Live from her brand new project coming out tomorrow ready. And we're ready to hear from Ms. Brooks. Lisa, congratulations on the upcoming project, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all ours, Lisa. We're so excited to be able to speak with you. I have been a fan of yours for a couple of years here, and you know, and to know that here we are speaking to you on the eve of your brand new release. What is it like to know, of course, that the CD Ready is going to be available for your fans tomorrow, but also the message that it brings with it too, Lisa?
It's really exciting. This is my fourth solo project, and you know, I just stay excited about it. I've been doing this now for about 27 years, and it never gets old to me. I'm excited about it, and the message is so powerful, because definitely we have to always be ready and live a life that's ready for the coming of the Lord. But, you know, just to be able to share hope and life through song, and, you know, it's powerful, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Well, you know, you mentioned, of course, the years you've been in the business, Lisa. You know, some would say you seem to come out of nowhere just in 2010, 2011. But, you know, I think what you said, I think, is so important. And you know what? When I was prepping for this segment, one thing I thought about is you're so right. We have to be ready. But really, it's just remembering that it's not in our time, but in God's time. So when you have been able to look at that in your own life, you know, you have been used now as a vessel to be a blessing for so many people. When you think about that, when you think about the people that have been touched through your music, the people who have been affected by the ministry, how does it make you feel as far as a servant of God?
I'm just grateful. I really am just grateful. I mean, that the Lord just, you know, gave this to me and allowed me to pour into people and just the opportunity to share, and I'm really grateful. I mean, you know, it's just really a humbling experience to really to be able to, you know, we trust God, we should, but for Him to really trust me with not only His anointing, His power, but the talent that He's given to me. So I'm just grateful to God.
Yeah, well, you know what, and we're grateful for you, too. So take us back then a little bit, Lisa. This is our first time talking with you here on Conversations Live. When did you first realize the anointing that had been put on your voice to be able to spread the message?
Wow. It's been years now. I just as a young teenager, I believe, the age of 14, I really began to develop a relationship with the Lord. I've been singing all of my life, but during my teen years, I really began to understand who God is and just to embrace the Word of God, and it became so real to me. So that's when I really understood that singing was, you know, something that really touched lives. And you know, during that time, and even in the process, even now, because, you know, you never arrive, but it's just, you know, just embracing the love of God. You know, it's like, it's just awesome how much He loves us. So it's like, you know, I mean, singing is just, I can't really explain it. It's like a lifeline. You know, it's like you can release when you sing. You can just, you're in the presence of God. It's an awesome experience.
Yeah, you know what, it is, and it's definitely one that I think is really touching the lives of individuals all over the world. Again, Lisa Paige Brooks, everyone, is my guest. We just heard her single, God Thing. It's from the upcoming project, Ready, that'll be released tomorrow. The big day is tomorrow, and this is something that you have been getting ready for, Lisa, for several months. I remember when I first heard God Thing, you know, and it was announced, of course, it was going to be on your upcoming project. You know, what is it like for you as an artist? You mentioned, of course, about that gift. What is it like for you as an artist to see where your gift is able to take you? Because, I mean, it literally, I think, is a fulfillment of Scripture that, you know, you'll be able, of course, to be before kings. You know, you've had the pleasure of speaking, of course, to, you know, and being able to perform in front of the president, and to be able to have your messages really heard all over the place. You know, what is it like for you then to show people what is possible for them through God?
It's a great opportunity to be able to, you know, to be able to not just meet people all over the country. And, you know, I've been to Europe several times, and there's so many more places to go. You know, I feel like I've only just tapped the surface of it. It's just so much to do and so many people to meet, but it's just awesome to be able to encourage people. So many people reach out to me through social media. I'm on social cam, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and I try to be on there every day to reach people personally. What I've been doing for the last 30 days, people have been actually calling me every Tuesday and Thursday and actually talking to me, and that's just been wonderful to have that personal touch with people. So many people have questions about, you know, I want to sing, I want to do it professionally, what should I do? So I'm able to pour into people and let them know to, you know, humility is the key and staying in God's face, keeping your focus, staying organized, and just understanding it is unto God. You know, the accolades are flattery. The accolades are wonderful because, you know, we're human beings, but people appreciate what you do, you know. But it's just, we got to just keep in the forefront of our minds, it has to be for the glory and honor of God.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? And I think that's one of the great things when you listen to Ready From Beginning to End. That is something that comes forth. I want to talk about some of the songs on the project. Lisa, we're going to take a quick break here on the radio side. When we come back, I want to talk about the narrative, because one of the messages that does seem to come up throughout is making sure that we remember what's important and really where our blessings come from. We'll talk about that when we come back, all right?
Okay,
you're listening
to
us here at 92.3 FM and also online through blogtalkradio.com and also dcnowradio.com. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money. Over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you or someone you love experienced relapse? Are you suffering in silence with shame? This is Holly Kenley, author of a new book on relapse entitled Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time. In Mountain Air, I describe the pain and shame of my personal descent into relapse and my powerful recovering journey. Mountain Air will reveal 5 time-tested lessons for healing from any type of relapse. Whether you have returned to an addiction or resurrendered to an abusive relationship or regressed into any kind of unhealthy pattern of behavior, Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time, is waiting for you. Available now on Amazon.com. Go there, get a copy, and reclaim your healing truths.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break Out of Poverty into Financial Abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
And we're back with Lisa Page Brooks. She's getting ready for the release of her brand new project, Ready. It's coming out tomorrow. And one of the things we were talking about, actually, is some of the messages on this new CD. Lisa, you know, when I was going through listening to the project when I first heard it, you know, songs like Heal the Land, I think Going Home, Empower Me, you know, Great is Thy Faithfulness, really speak to us as individuals about really our own responsibility. Is that one of the things that you hope, that people will not only be, of course, blessed by the music, but also understand how it really applies to them and their own relationship with God?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, music is universal. Music is, you know, as they say, music will calm the savage beast. But, you know, music is, it draws us, no matter what ethnicity, no matter who you are, music will draw you. It will take you to certain places in your life. So I want to be instrumental in, once they kind of wrap their minds around the whole vibe of the music, the chords, the beat, but the lyrics of the music is what's important. So I think that's so important that your lyrics are thought-provoking. You know, when you have an avenue, a vehicle for your music to get out there on a national level, and I'm so grateful for that, is that you have to make sure. I think we have a responsibility as believers, if you're a Christian, you know, and if you're about it 100%, we have a responsibility to give people the answer. We often sing about the problem, but I think it's necessary. If I'm going to tell you about the problem, I have to tell you about the solution. So I think that the lyrical content in the song, that's very important to the listener.
Now, there you go. I think that is so true. Lisa, you know, I love what you said, of course, about, you know, what you're able to do in interacting, you know, with your, you know, with your fans. I think it's one of the things they appreciate. I mean, you do have literally tens of thousands through the social networking sites that stay in contact with you. If you had to sum up for them what you hope they take away from Ready, what would it be?
I believe it would be that always keeping in the forefront of your mind that at some point the Lord is going to return, so live your life accordingly. But while you're doing that, enjoy the ride, you know, because, you know, you got track one, there's more than where you are right now. It's greater for you. You got track two, embrace the love of God. Lord, I want to love somebody just like you love me. Then track three, I believe, is a God thing. Make your plans and decisions based around, make sure God is pleased with it. You know, you got triumph. I'm singing that song with my oldest daughter. We always triumph. We go through, but we triumph. We come out. And right. So many great songs. But, you know, the Lord is coming back. But while we're on this earth, as we go through life and through this journey, enjoy the ride. And, you know, there's life in Jesus Christ.
There you go. That is the message, and that is the truth, I think, that is so true. You know, we're actually giving away two CDs today. One of them, the winner just posted on Facebook, so we're able to say that King Brooks is one of the winners of a copy of Lisa Page Brooks' CD, Ready, of course, and we also have Edward Walters. So congratulations to you, Edward Walters, also. The two winners today from listening to today's broadcast and naming three of the singles from the project as well. You know, Lisa, congratulations to you, and thank you so much. We know you have a lot going on this week as you're, of course, dealing with the release, but we appreciate you taking out this time to be with us. For our listeners, they can stay in contact with you all over the place, your own social media, of course. But what is your main website you'd like to give out for our listeners, Lisa?
As I stated, I'm on there every day, Lisa Page Brooks. I'm on. You can post something on Instagram. I'll respond. You can talk to me on Twitter. Facebook has all of my events posted, my flyers for my women's conference, July 19th here in Detroit. Any questions, any invites to your ministry, we hit you right back. And then I'll be in the office on tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, actually taking calls. So that number will be posted on Twitter and Instagram as well. So I'm very accessible, and I appreciate you guys so much. I love you. Thank you so much.
Well, Lisa, we love you too, and thank you so much for, again, the time. Again, Lisa Page Brooks, everyone, the new CD is ready. You can pre-order it right now, but, of course, it'll be available forever for the world tomorrow, so make sure you guys get your copy wherever you get your music online, of course, your favorite store as well. Lisa, continue. Blessings to you, and looking forward to our next conversation with you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, more than welcome. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Lisa, and it definitely was a good one, including the single God Thing, don't worry, you can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll find the link there. Just click on that link. You can go and listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. We wanted to once again thank Lisa Page Brooks, of course, for coming by the program. I want to thank our friend April at Habakkuk Music for setting up this conversation with us. And also want to thank our two winners, Edward Walters and also King Brooks, for getting their copies of the new CD ready. Those will be going out for you guys tomorrow. Now, of course, for everyone else, make sure you guys do stay in contact with Lisa all over the place. On Twitter, you can find her at Lisa Paige Brooks, and also on Facebook. You can find her at facebook.com/LisaPageBrooksMusic. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. Make it a great one.